Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Taran Travel with Rethink, Refresh, Relaunch. And today we're actually directing the audience to vendors. We're looking at the vendor audience who goes to the farmers markets. Many farmers markets have been closed because of the pandemic, and they have not been given the go-ahead to reopen. And some of them are being canceled completely. Those entrepreneurs that work in those markets had to come up with some new ideas. And one of those ideas was a pop-up shop show. So today I have a group of vendors that have come in to help explain how this actually works. I have Rachel Day, Jasmine Gant, and Lisa Walters. Welcome, ladies, to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And so I wanted to first know, I love that name of the show, Pop-Up Shop Show. How did that come about? How did you come up with this?
Lisa? Well, we came up with the name a little bit. We wanted to have something that was encompassing of, you know, a pop-up shop, like, you know, a virtual shop anywhere, anytime you can have a shop. And we wanted to make it a network of vendors. So we kind of just came up with the name because we were looking for a way of encompassing everyone and make it a network for everyone.
But we took
okay,
out the
so
network.
This,
we took out.
You took out
I'm
the
sorry.
Network.
We yes. took out.
We still wanted to be. We wanted to be a network, but we're not. That's not the name of it. But the pop-up shop itself, the pop-up shop show, is what the name of it is. But
it was long, and so we truncated it so that it would be an easy-to-find.com.
So this is going to be a virtual show. Am I correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so they are not going to actually be able to go to a location. They will have to get on a Zoom link?
Correct.
Okay, mm-hmm. So it's going to be a Zoom pop-up shop show. Fantastic. So if people wanted to get on this Zoom or get a chance to see this, where would they go? How would they do this?
So they would go to popupshopshow.com. And there they can register to be an attendee. They can register and buy their vendor spot for Friday, Saturday, or Friday and Saturday. And they can watch our previous recordings from our previous pop-up shop shows that have been uploaded to YouTube. The links are at popupshopshow.com.
Okay, so to get to the show, it's popupshopshow.com. And how much does it cost, or is there a fee if I wanted to attend and I wasn't a vendor?
No, there's no fee. It's completely free for attendees. The only people who have to pay are vendors, and we're totally reasonable for now.
Would you feel comfortable sharing the price for vendors?
Certainly. It's $20. For Friday, or $20 for Saturday, or $30 for Friday and Saturday.
Okay, so you're saying Friday and Saturday, and what? Which Friday and Saturday will this be available?
Rachel?
It will be September 25th, 26th, so we're looking at this Friday, this week, Friday, Saturday, 4:30 Pacific Standard Time to 6:30, and of course, we are international, so it just varies according to the time zone.
Yeah, 7:30 Eastern.
Yes, so be,
okay,
so that would be 7:30 Eastern, right, and, of course, anybody central. So, and, of course, all of this is on our website, so we reiterate it several times so everybody can know when to log on, when to come on the call.
Great. So how exactly, like if I was a vendor and I wanted to know how to get on and I go to the website and I register, then I wouldn't know what to do next since I'm not going to a location to set up.
When you register, when you buy your spot, you automatically get a vendor email that basically says welcome, and we begin to reach out to you. We begin to, you know, you get instructions basically in your email. And then based on what you purchase, maybe you purchased an ad. Maybe you purchased some background art for your Zoom experience. So we're in touch with our vendors, and they're reaching out to us with Zoom questions, and we're letting them know when we're going to do Zoom training, and we're just getting everybody ready, and we definitely keep in touch with our vendors, and we give them our phone numbers and emails.
Great. So it seems like you're building like a community or something. What are you trying to do within the community? It sounds like a great idea. What are you trying to do to help the community?
Lisa?
Well, I would say we build it.
I'm sorry, Lisa. Can you repeat it one more time?
Lisa, you there?
Go for it.
I'm here. Okay, can you repeat one more time how you are able to help the community by doing this? I know you're opening it to vendors, opening it for people attending, but how is this going to be helping the community? What do you want to do with this?
We're basically helping people. We're trying to provide a platform for vendors to get back out there to sell their products, put people back to work in that arena. We're building the community by allowing another place for people to see how products are sold and for them to buy it at a reasonable cost. So we're building a huge community, a huge network of people to allow people to sell and allow people to buy in a private marketplace. So it's a virtual marketplace that will allow people to buy and sell and feel comfortable and ask questions. We also have a financial part for our vendors, so they also get educated financially on how to maintain an ROI and how to maintain a budget and learn about grants that they may they can get by being vendors, so that they don't think that there's new ways to make money. So we're helping them
exactly.
to realize that there's new ways to make money.
Yes, definitely. And I know people are really wanting to do something, particularly since they can't do the farmers markets or some of the shows. Like, I don't even know if they're going to have the Taste of Soul, which is very big in Los Angeles in October, and I don't know if they're going to be able to do it.
No, they can't.
Well, they only they've canceled it to the Soul all over. The one in Chicago is very huge. The one in D.C. is very huge. All of those at this point have been canceled at this point. But that doesn't mean, like anything else, they're taking it to a virtual marketplace. So I guess you'll be taste testing your own food. I don't know how they're going to work it out. They said that they're going to try to do something online. So, but we try to give back to, you know, the mind, body, and the soul. So a lot of our vendors that we have come on are vendors that speak to good health, that speak to good finances, that speak to, you know, long-lasting products. So we look out for all of that. So that's what we do. I know one of our number one vendors are they sell sea moss. So that's one of our number one vendors. They're definitely giving back with the nutrition with the sea moss vendors. We have, you know, people who make their own handmade purses. So they're doing that. So, you know, we're covering different marketplaces. We have vendors that take care of the whole aroma and the body care with their products. So we have all types of vendors that have come on.
and Terry, we want
so
to
about
open
how many
the market.
I'm sorry,
yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, I wanted to
ahead,
add
Rachel.
the market is open to all vendors, even if you're not as well versed in the virtual marketplace, like having a website, but may just have an Etsy site, or you may not even have any social media platform. So this is a great way to get out there after being in that hands-on, people-to-people market. You haven't really upped your game with the, you know, with the virtual presence online.
I see. Is there anywhere, like, so you have to have your own camera in order to shoot at your own house, or do you guys send somebody there if the people don't have, you know, any camera or, I mean, you could do it on your cell phone. But
people are using their cell phones and their desktop computers, and they're logging into Zoom, and we're having a forum. We're having an orchestrated event, and it's very very scheduled, and it's very precise, and we have a live DJ, and everybody has their time slot, and we're calling on people, and we're keeping the chat room active for details, and people are asking for discount codes right on in the chat rooms, and we're really having a good time, and people are getting the chance to meet the makers, you know, to meet why their product is important to them, why they made it, and it evolves the regular marketplace. It's like it personalizes it, and, you know, we're still here. Even though there's a pandemic, we're all still here. You know, the community wants to be entertained, and the vendors, the merchants, and the artists, we still want to sell you goods.
I love
the idea that you have
international. I mean, so you can don't have to live in Los Angeles?
Not at all. Not at all. We have vendors from all over the world. And what we've done is, like, last month was National Black Business Month. So what we did was we had, you know, historical questions based on, you know, where was the first black millionaire, you know, who was the first black this, you know, so we had a lot of, you know, so people were educated and found out a lot about, you know, who really started with black businesses. You know, some people knew, some people didn't know, but it was a way of keeping the audience engaged, and they got a lot of fun, and we gave a lot of giveaways. Our vendors always give away part of their products so people can test them and feel them and know what they're about. So we had plenty of raffles and fun prizes. And, you know, it was just a good time, as Jasmine said.
Yeah. Wow. It sounds fantastic. So how do people pay? Like, if I saw a product that I wanted to get, how do I get that product? How do we do the pay thing?
That's a good question.
So we're in a transition,
yeah.
So which is really it's a hot topic for us right now. So at first we were, and we still might do, we'll see where we are this show, but we're sending people, like, my website is aromastories.com. So I come onto the pop-up shop show, I give my spill, I say, hey, go to aromastories.com, use pop-up code to get, like, however percentage off. But now we're like, okay, we've grown. Let's make a single location for all the audience to find all the product. So we're telling our vendors, hey, send us what you're going to talk about. We're going to put it on the show. We're going to take care of all the transactions, and we're going to send you your cut. And we're going to keep a cut. And that's our goal.
I like that.
And maybe we'll be ready. Maybe we'll be ready this time for that. Or maybe next time.
Okay.
And we're going to add on 800 number two, Terry, or not even 800.
Yeah.
We're going to add for those that may not be as
tech savvy.
Yeah, tech savvy, exactly. They can go right there to the, you know, to calling. And that way, if there's an impulsive buyer, that's what we want them to do. We really want to make sure that the participants have the opportunity to buy on site so that there's no delay.
Right.
And that's really that's the biggest part of the opportunity of us coming online, is that we want you to buy now. We want you to take advantage of being present. So that's That's a big part of our website and of our focus.
And that's why most of our vendors, they wait until they're on the show. They give out whatever discount code they're giving out. But we can tell you that from the vendors that have been on the show, all of them have made sales. All of them have been very successful with, you know, the media presence that we've brought them. So they have definitely benefited from being a vendor on our show, explaining their products, and we give trainings. So we give training. So if this is your first time, we try to get you to a level of comfort. We have a great example of someone who started out where you could barely hear them when we were in training. You couldn't, the mic was messing up, his headphones was messing up. You couldn't half see what he was doing. And if you go to look at our YouTube presentation, he has QR codes in the back of his background, and he sounds wonderful. And it was just amazing to see the transition from training, I've never done this before, to QR codes. I mean, who would have thought? So
exactly.
But you know, that's how advanced he chose to get. But you don't have to be that tech savvy, and you don't have to grow to that. It's just his growth in the process of, you know, coming on, finding out some tips, and then saying, okay, I can do this, and then getting out there and doing it. So we try to train you. We try to, you know, we're willing to give one-on-one training. You're willing to do the group training if you don't like the one-on-one, we give group training. So we definitely want our vendors to put their best foot forward, and that's what we're looking to engage to, as well as have a good time. You know, with another one of our vendors' testimony was, she gave a great presentation. Her backdrop was great, and then I talked to her afterwards, and she says, "I was so nervous. I thought I was gonna, you know." So everybody has a great time, and you know, they look great on camera. You know, it's about your camera presence. So this is stuff that you can take forward with you as well.
Right. I see. So when they get that email, they kind of get a little background before. Like, do you have them, you know, do a presentation for you as kind of like an audition once they sign up to be a vendor? Or do you just trust that they know how to do it?
No, we have a little. As you know, this is a show, so we have a dress rehearsal, and you know, and during that dress rehearsal, instead of giving us their whole presentation, we give a miniature version of what that would be, maybe with one product as opposed to all the products that they're going to do, and so they'll give us a taste of what they're going to do, and we look at that and give them, you know, some tips and hints to say this would show better if you do it this way.
Yeah.
And
Carrie,
we have a, I know Lisa mentioned we have a YouTube channel, Pop-Up Shop Show, so everybody can go take a look at some of our shows. So that would be a great way to view some of our vendors and just see our format and our great DJ. Is it Jay Jamal?
Jay Amazing.
Jay Amazing. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Jay Amazing.
So I think that would be a great way to take a look at the show and just see how well it's put on.
Now, I know that you said that you have some videos, I mean, your YouTubes of previous shows. Are you going to be doing this weekly, or how often are people going to be able to see these?
At this point right now, you know, we're going to stay in tune. This is a retail market in regards to, we're going to stay in tune. We're definitely doing a big, huge harvest, you know, Halloween trick and treat type of one in October. You know, we're planning on doing Black Friday, you know, Black on Black Friday, if we want to call it that, you know. So we plan on doing a Black Friday. We're going to do an after Christmas Kwanzaa sale. So, you know, we have a couple of things in the works that we're doing. So we're definitely staying in the tradition of following some of the retail market ideas and just doing them with a twist. So we'll have, you know, we'll have something in October for that time. We'll have something in November around the Black Friday time, and we'll have something around Kwanzaa. You know, we definitely have to take advantage of selling Kwanzaa and Christmas and those type of things. So, you know, we might have, you know, Cyber Monday. So we'll have, you know, we'll definitely take care of all of those dates as well.
Yeah. And I think
now,
I'm
sorry. Go ahead.
I just wanted to add that there's another facet that we want to add, that in the pandemic, we know that some of the malls are closed or some of the stores have been closed or may intermittently be closed. So this is another time for participants to have not have to go anywhere. So this is staying kind of in the limits of, or rather doing what a lot of people right now, they're not going out. So here we are coming to you, coming to your living room, coming to your computer, and making virtual shopping a must, which is already being done in so many parts of the world.
Yeah, and you're not only relying on one superpower, you know, to buy from. You know, yes, they get it to you. And a lot of our vendors, we ask them to do free shipping. So they do free shipping, so that helps, you know. So, and it gives you an alternative from just buying from one big conglomerate and them having, and you're paying for shipping or not paying for shipping. But, you know, most of our vendors do free shipping as well.
Right. Wow. Do you think you might do any kind of special packaging? Like, say, for example, Black Fridays before Christmas, will you have special packaging or group products for Christmas? Like we're doing a Christmas, you know, pre-Christmas sale where people can find things for the holidays. I know you're doing Black Friday. I know you're talking about Cyber Monday. But do you think when you're shipping it out, will it be like specially packaged for the holiday?
That's the great thing about doing the pop-up shop show. All of the vendors are responsible for their own shipping and their own packaging. So if
right.
they want to do that, then it's up to them. And we provide them that platform to say however how fabulous they want to get with their product sale.
Right. Okay. But you're not going to try to have that included in the shows that you're doing. You're kind of leaving that up to each individual one.
Terry really wants to see that, you guys. We're going to have to consider.
Think about, he wants us to have a swag bag. You know, I know when you go to most shows, you know, when you go to most shows, you got a swag bag. You know, I understand. You got the little swag bag on the side.
Well, I'm a Christmas fanatic. That's why I said that.
We're so open to whatever direction this is going to go in. We've been surprised already, you know, and the kind of feedback that we've gotten from, you know, mentors, attendees, vendors, and we're just really looking forward to getting better and making the most of this situation.
Wow, this just sounds like such a great idea. We are down to our last 5 minutes, so I just want to know, we have these three ladies. Does each one of you want to have one last thing you want to share? Want to share your particular product? Or if you just want to share something that we didn't cover in our conversation?
I think festival. I really think this is like a venue that is it's a festivity. It's a festival online. You've got the music, you've got polls, you've got raffles, you have entertainment. Lisa's a great host, moderator. Jasmine and I do the chats, and we're there giving our presentations as well as Lisa. So it's just a great way to interact when you have a Friday night that you may be doing a happy hour with a couple girlfriends or just people. Come on
right.
in. And
bring your drink.
Backstage, do your shopping, bring your drink, bring your food, your milk, whatever it is, your kids.
Right.
We want to make it all family friendly to everybody, or to just open it up to everybody.
I also want to say, too, that, you know, I have a men's product. So, you know, our APV, my site is called APV Gear Up, and we specialize in do-rags. And so we do do-rags and what we call the men's travel bag, black man's travel bag. So this is not only open to women. Please don't think that this is just women shopping. We'll have, you know, men's products as well. We want to specialize in do-rags and brushes and, you know, things that men may like or also want. So please understand that this is not a one-sex, if I can say that.
Right.
This is not a one-sex shopping place. So I wanted to emphasize that. Yeah, we're looking at all products. We've had men vendors as well that sell, you know, different
boxing
products.
Gloves.
So, again, yeah, boxing gloves. We have, you know, a vendor that specializes in boxing gloves, you know. So this is definitely unisex or all sexes, as we can say, to be politically correct. So all sexes. So that's what I want to say about my, you know, my particular product. And generations. It's not one age group.
We are popupshopshow.com. We are at popupshopshow on Instagram. We are at popupshopshow at Facebook. So I am Jasmine Gant of aromastories.com, hoodglory.com, and bodyandherbs.com. And all those products are going to be available at popupshopshow for display and purchase.
And
again,
Rachel
the days.
Yes.
Go on, Rachel.
Product cultural artifacts and instruments, bigbrazos.com. The dates are this Friday, September 25th, and Saturday, September 26th, 4:30 to 6:30 each day, Friday, Saturday, Pacific Standard Time, and 7:30 to 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. Just check your time zone, look at the website, and register. Mainly, we
register,
want
register, to register, register,
register.
Come on
register,
out, register.
Register. Look
okay,
at that link.
Sounds
get
great. Tinned and vendors
yep,
are $20 or $30
okay.
for the 2 days.
Yeah.
Correct.
Great.
Yep.
Well, ladies, I just so appreciate you coming on the show. I appreciate your support, and I'm looking forward to being on this Friday.
Thank
Yay.
You
so much.
Well, thank you for having us. We appreciate
yes.
your time. Again, it's all about us all being one and helping each other, especially during this time of you know, pandemic.
Exactly. It was a great pivot to me to get your products out and to keep your business going, since we know of so many people that did lose their jobs. So it gives them a whole, you know, another choice. So this is great, ladies. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All righty. And so I always end my call by saying, time to make a difference every day in some way. I want to thank my callers and thank you for listening in. Have a great evening.